Andy Smith works for the British Antarctic Survey.
What we have here is a 1 kilogram of pentite explosive. We're going to use this to generate a shockwave and record the echoes that come back from underneath the ice.
Andy is particularly interested in mapping the underside of the ice around the coast, because here it isn't resting on land. It's floating on seawater, so if sea temperatures rise just a little, it can be melted from below. Around the coast of Antarctica, the glaciers have flowed out across the sea to form immense masses of floating freshwater ice called ice shelves. These freeze to the land around them, sticking fast and acting like bath plugs, holding back the flow of the glaciers into the sea. On the Antarctic Peninsula, a 1 degree sea temperature rise has helped to break apart 7 major ice shelves in the last 30 years. This is the Larsen B ice shelf, 3 times the size of Greater London, breaking apart in 2002. Afterwards, the glaciers it had been holding back started flowing up to 6 times faster. In 2008, a much larger ice shelf at the southern end of the peninsula started to break up. It's an enormous event that's never been filmed before.